We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. Court documents have revealed single mum Kayla Dawson allegedly lured a 16-year-old boy to her Doonside home, where he was bashed to death by a group of kids as young as 13 over a pair of stolen AirPods. The terrifying escalation of Western Sydney's deadly postcode wars was revealed at Blacktown Local Court, where 19-year-old Dawson faced charges over the alleged murder of the boy, who was remembered by friends as a lovely young man. Detectives will allege Dawson, who had grown up with the boy and the five other teenagers, devised a plan to lure him to be assaulted as retribution for the alleged theft, texting him to meet up at the home for a social gathering. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. Prime Minister Scott Morrison acknowledged Australians' pandemic frustrations as the Moderna vaccine was approved for use in Australia. The first 1 million doses of the jab will be available in pharmacies within weeks. But with a major boost to vaccine supply not due until later this year, the PM said he knew Aussies were sick of COVID restrictions, but admitted there were no shortcuts out of lockdown. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Australian farmers are willing to go to the United Nations to fight a global environmentalist who claims people should eat no more than 14 grams of red meat per day, the equivalent of just 3 blueberries. The National Farmers Federation will push for Australia to refute the half-truths and naive recommendations at the UN Food Systems Summit in New York next month. The summit will hear from scientists, including Norwegian environmental advocate and founder of the EAT Foundation, Gunhild Stordalen, who angered Australian farmers because her organisation made the 14 grand recommendation in a report presented to the summit. And in sport, George Burgess had to learn how to walk again in a bid to resurrect his career, and now he's ready to run out for a rugby league comeback against his former club South Sydney and twin brother Tom in the Charity Shield. Burgess revealed his mental health battles as he weighed up walking away from the game because of his badly damaged hip. At just 29 years old, Burgess decided to give it one last crack and on Monday signed a 2-year deal with St George Illawarra. Those are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.